Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A recession is coming. Biden's intel dropped on the street. Dianne Feinstein hanging on. And two massive infernos. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the Federal Reserve is predicting that we will have a mild recession later this year. There are economists at the Fed who advise the policymakers before they decide what to do with interest rates. And they determined that a recession would start the second half of this year, so a couple months, and take 2 years to fully recover. So it'd be 2025. Now, these are the same people who said that spending more money during COVID than we spent on the 13 most expensive wars in American history adjusted for inflation combined would have no effect on inflation at all. So can you trust these people in any way? Speaking of not trusting the experts, Joe Biden is in Ireland, and someone found a 5-page document regarding the security for Joe Biden's visit. They found the document on the street. Just some guy found it on the street outside of his house. It had security information on where police officers were deployed around the city and other security plans for Biden's visit. Just a 5-page document sitting on the street. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's 89. Of the 82 votes in the U.S. Senate this year, she has missed 60 of them. She was hospitalized recently with shingles, so she's just not at work. She's got 2 more years in her term. A California Democrat, a congressman, has called for her to resign. And now a few others are piling on. There used to be an art to going out on top and not hanging on too long and being pushed out in disgrace. You got to know when to fold them, Dianne. She has asked Chuck Schumer to temporarily put someone in her Judiciary Committee seat because her absence has clogged up the nomination process. A great Feinstein moment just a couple weeks ago when she said she was not seeking re-election. She was asked about it, and she said, well, I haven't made that decision. And then a staffer nudged her and said, oh, Dianne, we already released the statement. And she turns around, she says, it is what it is. The time has come. It's like, oh, you just lied 3 seconds ago. Two massive fires, one in Richmond, Indiana, at a recycling plant. Thousands of people have evacuated this massive, thick, black column of smoke. The state fire marshal said it is definitely toxic. He said there's a host of different chemicals that plastics give off when they're on fire, and it is concerning. And then he said it will burn for days. There was another explosion at a dairy farm in Texas. They think a vacuum that sucks manure got overheated and exploded. 18,000 cows were killed. There are plenty of puns to be made here. I will leave them for you. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next, holy cow would be the one I would go with.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, every poll says the same thing. Most likely voters are fed up with the poor job President Biden is doing. The surveys also indicate Donald Trump has a negative image as well due to personal style. Neither situation is likely to change before the primaries begin in early 2024. Mr. Biden is incompetent and Mr. Trump is polarizing in the extreme. So both political parties have a massive problem. There's no one visible enough to replace Biden, and few Democrats would challenge him anyway for fear of angering the left wing, which has Biden in its pocket. On the right, Trump remains a front runner over Governor DeSantis, and the MAGA voters are incredibly loyal. However, there are not enough of them to propel Donald Trump back into the White House, assuming he wins the primaries. Taking emotional politics out of the picture, the smart play would be for the Democrats to have Joe Biden hang it up and usher in an open primary process where a number of candidates could be evaluated. The intelligent play for Trump and DeSantis would be to agree to run together, the governor taking the vice presidential slot by agreement with Trump. However, both of those situations would require egos to be put aside. Place your bets now. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Brian, I do believe that President Biden will be the Democratic nominee. So far, he's been perfect for the far left. They're in control of the White House. He does what they tell him to do and never apologizes. It's true, the far left doesn't care if he's diminished or not because he is in their pocket. Georgia Luna, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. I totally disagree with you, Bill, saying the expulsion in Tennessee was an overreaction. The reason we have nonstop attacks on our institutions is lack of consequences. All right, I respect your disagreement, but as I said yesterday, you get the same bang for the buck if you censure the three people who disrupted the Tennessee legislature rather than throwing them out. If you throw them out, it gives the other side, the radical left, a cannon to come back and shoot you. If you censure and say you do it again, then you're out, you hold the high moral ground. So that was my assessment. Joyce, I thought the Saturday Night Live Trump impersonation was spot on. They weren't trying to disrespect, they were trying to be funny. Some people objected to Jesus and Trump being mocked. You know, those people are always going to object. It was tremendous satire. Melissa P., Wichita Falls, Texas. I see Trump poll numbers all over the place. You featured some of them, Bill. Can you give me your opinion on polling at this time? It doesn't mean anything. I only use it to put stuff in context. It's important that Trump is pulled ahead of DeSantis because that, you know, that's an interesting thing. But right now, polling numbers, June, they'll start to matter. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Of all the water on planet Earth, less than 2% is safe to drink. Nowhere is the issue more dire than California. Since last year, half of the Golden State has been dealing with severe drought. Recently, a handful of storms has brought relief to the West Coast. Here is the story behind what meteorologists now call the water shortage of the century. Beginning in the spring of 2022, California's average rainfall suddenly dropped by 70%. Within months, most reservoirs were cut in half, some evaporated entirely. Environmentalists blame the extreme weather on climate change. Warmer temperatures mean less snow in the mountains, and that snowfall melts each spring, filling rivers, lakes, and reservoirs. But with less of it, dryness set in. Now, earlier this year, heavy winter storms brought some relief, as I mentioned. However, the onslaught of precipitation also flooded highways, broke levees, and knocked out power for tens of thousands of customers. Before that, Sacramento responded to the drought with very severe policies. Lawmakers imposed a 35% reduction of all water use. Folks banned from washing their cars and encouraged to reduce shower time to less than 5 minutes. In the future, one possible solution to California's shortage, which is also felt in other Western states, can be found in the Caribbean, turning seawater into fresh water. Countries like Aruba, the Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas use processing plants to strip salt from the ocean water. The result is a never-ending supply of drinkable H2O. And here's something else you might not know. The largest consumer of water in California is not people or farming, but landscaping. Half of all the water used at home is on outdoor plants, lawns, and gardens. A growing trend in the region is, quote, water-efficient landscaping. Folks are ditching grass and flowers for rocks, cactus, and concrete to reduce consumption of fresh water. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.